Hey guys, welcome to the Red Podcast. It's me, Roy.
Your main man, Mono.
Your who?
Come on, man. You heard what I said. Your main man, Mono.
Oh, man. What's up, dude? How you been?
Hey, hanging in there, brother. One day at a time.
Keep on grinding. I feel you. But it's a great day today because we're going to be talking about the season finale of Hell's Paradise.
Whoop, whoop. Or the series finale. No, I guess not series finale. Season finale. You're right.
Yeah,
I was like, it's not over yet.
So what do you think about it, man? Overall thoughts. Like, what do you think about it? Give me a brief, like,
I would say it's a very good introduction to the world. I see, like, it kind of set ground rules of, like, what this world is going to be. I don't think anything hasn't done anything that super wowed me yet. Like, that's like, oh, my God, oh, this show is the greatest show to ever come out, but it's done enough to intrigue me to be excited for season two, which it did get announced that season two is coming. I know you were worried about that.
Yeah, big time.
It got announced season two before. God dang. I don't think even Demon Slayer got a season two announced. Obviously, we know it's getting a season two.
Yeah, they got
it. It got announced. So. Okay, cool.
I think so, yeah.
All right. Yeah, so that's probably my.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Like you said, make it brief. We'll discuss a little bit further. But as a just a overall, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it was a great anime to get you excited, but nothing. Haven't seen anything that kind of like wowed me, that makes me want to continue watching it. And side note, that's kind of like, it gave me the same feelings of JJK season one for the most part. Like where it's like, oh my God, they had hype moments and I want to watch season two. But like as a manga reader of JJK, like I know this season is going to make people like, yo, I'm ready for season three. What's going to happen? What's next?
Oh my, that kind of stuff. I'm hearing it. This is what I'm getting a lot of messages of. Peak has arrived.
Oh my God, it is. It is.
Peak anime has arrived.
And I'm a huge One Piece fan, and I'm like, yo, no, JJK, this season was one of the best things I've ever read.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of people say like they've been waiting years for this shit to get like adapted.
Yeah. It was good, man. But we're not focusing on that right now. I mean, we could actually discuss it episode week by week as well, since the season just started.
No, we
today.
Are.
Yeah.
We are. What the fuck?
Oh my God, this is crazy.
But going back to like Hell's Paradise. Dude, honestly, I loved Hell's Paradise. The reason why I loved it so much, you're absolutely right. There's not a lot of wow factors in terms of like on like the typical anime moments, I guess, like, oh, he discovers a new power, oh, like this is his new power. And this and that. I love the fact of like how different everything is, but very similar, and it ties everything like very nicely together. The biggest thing that I like is that I'm not too sure if you caught on to this, is that each of the those gods or those hermits, I guess, I forgot their name. What were their names again?
The centipede hermit, like those. Which ones are you talking about?
No, the main people,
the ones that are female, the Tenzin,
the hermaphrodites, yeah.
Oh, the
yeah,
Tenzin, okay.
Wait, isn't Tenzin the? I guess they're Tenzin then. Yeah. So, I'm not too sure if you caught on to this. Like each of the names are actually names of flowers, and like when they transform, they actually match that flower.
No, I did not know that because I don't know their names.
Fucking wild! I know it's some crazy ass name. Crazy name. I saw it. I saw somebody breaking down like episodes as well, and then he was just like, "Yeah, that's the reason the author actually did this on purpose, to match the names to flowers, and then to also like for them to be like animated or their like, I guess their ultimate form to become like flowers or plants."
It's crazy. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that, and that's only because I feel like because of the Japanese, I don't speak like their names are very. They were really long. From what I remember, and I was like, God. I didn't even bother to catch that. Yeah, but so like, looking at their names now, they're pretty simple names. Like it's like Zujin, Typha, Jufa, Muden, Ran, Gyufa, and then Ren. So they're simple, but I'm like, I'm not remember all these individual names. I know it's only six of them, but man, do something to make me like do something to make me remember your name. Like, you don't just get my name. And even the last guy, who's the last guy that fought in the season finale? What was his name? What color hair did he have?
He had short hair, and it's like
was it pink?
I think so.
No, it was not.
He was pink. A pretty strong guy, though.
I don't remember his. Is it Moo? Is it Red? I think it was Red. No. No. What the fuck?
Oh, it's Mudan.
It was Mudan?
Yeah, Mudan.
I don't think so.
It is.
It is?
Yeah, if I look his name up, Mudan. That's the last guy. That's the last dude who they fought.
Oh, it is Mudan, yeah. Okay, it was Mudan. I don't know. It was cool talking about him. I didn't find him very impressive. Like, I don't get their transformations. I don't know if they're supposed to be hideous like that, but I'm also a guy who hates. I mean, I loathe like giant creatures. Like, and I don't like mechs. I don't like big creatures. I know a lot of people like, oh my god, it's so big. Like, it's basically two mountains fighting. To me, I hate that. I like more hand to hand. I like speed. Mm-hmm. I like that kind of stuff. Like in Naruto. Anytime they'll transform into the nine tail, like Naruto will transform into the nine tails, I'm like, ugh. It's like so, it's boring. Just it's something like big ass things just swinging at things. Like,
it's like what Vegeta said to Trunks when he became Super Trunks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, yo, you sacrificing speed for power. It's like, it's, I don't know. Like me, I like the cool, fast. The fast, the hand to hand. Yeah. Like the Naruto versus Sasuke last fight. My favorite part of it was when they were humans fighting. And as soon as they went to Susanoo and you know, Ninetale Fox avatars, I was like, okay. I guess some parts of it was cool because they were doing cool shit. But for the most part, like, I didn't care for the punching them in the face. Same reason why I've never watched any of the Gundam series. Ever, just because I don't care.
You're not a mech fan.
I'm not a mech fan at all. I only watched what was that one show?
Code Geass.
You're welcome. No, Code Geass was, I didn't know it was a mech. So when I started watching Code Geass, the first time I saw a mech, I was like, ah, they fucking got me. God damn it. That's why they told me to watch. I was like, God damn it. But I don't regret it. Code Geass was great.
The Code Geass was actually really good.
No, I'm thinking about the what was the one where the crybaby. Uh-huh. Yeah, Ava. Yeah. Evangelion. I watched that. They got me too.
Neon Genesis.
I was like, I feel like, fuck, it's a mech show. God damn it, they got me. And I don't think I cared for Evangelion as much as Code Geass. Like, Evangelion was a little too deep for my little brain to understand. It is.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I was like, okay, I don't get it, I guess. But so all that to say is, like, when they transform to the, like, big, I'm like, okay, now the fight is over. It's like, okay, the fight is over. Like, they just have to find a way to chop them up. And I was like, it's not, those transformations don't impress me in this story. That's not, hopefully there's something more to it than them just turning into big ass flower monsters that just get chopped up. They don't do anything particularly interesting in those forms. So that's my take on that. Forms, yeah, the forms, I don't like it. But what I do like, though, and it's kind of very interesting, because a lot of times when you watch these stories or read them in manga and shonen in general, like, everybody progresses so quickly. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, they just learn the new abilities, they've progressed ridiculously quick. But in this story, everybody learns, was it Ten or Tao? Is it 10? What's the ability call that they use?
I think it's 10.
Okay. Right. So let's say 10. I could be wrong. Y'all could laugh at me if I'm wrong. But so they use 10, and everybody use, like, it's innate to everyone. It's like Nen in a way. You don't have to necessarily get unlocked. You just have to be aware of it. Unlike Nen, you have to be aware that it exists, and then you could hone it. Like, for example, Gabimaru. He's using 10 all the time. He just didn't know that's what it's called. And he kind
of
it's called,
sorry to cut you off. It's Tao.
Tao, right? Okay. So it's Tao.
Yeah, CAO.
Yeah, so he was.
Life energy.
Yeah, he was using it this whole time. Same thing with Yuzu, I think that's her name.
Mm-hmm.
Yuzu,
mm-hmm.
The other ninja, she's using it too. They kind of like didn't know that's what it was called. They call it their ninjutsu, whatever. And then Shion, the blind guy, he always been using it. That's how he kind of sees the world, even though he doesn't have eyes. And then Nuro guy, the little tomboy, she has her own ability, like where she could like heal people, but she kind of did it not knowing by hugging people, and they just felt like they got a little bit more energy. And I like that interest because these are all supposed to be high caliber fighters, high caliber people, and except for her. I think she just accidentally, because I think her village didn't want to submit to the shogun, so they went to the woods and she brought them to her village, and they killed all her village and then they took her. So I don't know how she kind of, but she's in touch with nature. Maybe that's what it is. But everybody there kind of, they have a reason to know Tao. I like that idea. And now they've been exposed to it, like, oh, this is what it is. Like, okay, I've always been doing something similar to this. Let me, like, you know, enhance it or fine tune it. So that's, I like that. Even though, you know, it's anime, it's shonen, and they're going to progress like fucking crazy compared to
that's one thing I didn't like, but I also, like you said, it's anime, it's shonen. That's one thing I kind of did kind of find that annoyed me a little bit. Not too much, because I kind of gave it a pass, because it's just, that's just how anime is. It's how fast everybody became like masters at their abilities already.
But I don't think any one of them is masters. Like, it made sense. Like, for example, Gabimaru, when he was fighting the centipede and the other guy, he's the most advanced out of everybody, just because that's what he's used to his village. And he just kind of like honed it a little bit, right? I'm going to break down everybody that's used Tao so far and how it makes sense. And he's honed it. But that's why, like the fire jutsu, that's not natural. I know like everybody act like nobody wants to bring mention to it, but I'm pretty sure like moving forward, like in the next seasons, they're going to explain how he's able to breathe fucking fire. Because in this world, they're supposed to be regular humans. So obviously he's been using Tao this whole time, and he has an affinity for like maybe fire jutsu or whatever. Sagiri, she's been using it her whole time as a Saimon. That's why she's able to cut people's head off so effectively. That's how all the Saimon are able to do it. They use it. They hone their skills and all that kind of stuff. So that makes sense to me. It's just kind of like, if you've been doing something your whole life and you just didn't know what it is, and people bring it to attention, it's like, oh yeah, you know, if you do that, it's like, oh shoot, I just have to do it a little bit more precise. I have to focus on what I'm doing. And Yuzu, same thing. She's a ninja, so she's been using it, just doesn't know what it is. The only person which I feel like didn't use it and they found a way to give it to him was it Chobei? The yellowhead blind guy. With the brother that infiltrated the half blind guy. And he got it because he consumed or he mixed his blood got mixed with one of them or whatever. So now he's like, that's the way in Hunter Hunter, where you force somebody with Nen. I think that's how he got it. And nobody else used Tao yet. So, you know what I mean? That everybody that's used it has a reason for why they use it. The blind guy, Shion, he used it because he's been using it his whole, I don't know however long he's been blind. That's how he sees the world. He just didn't know that's what they was calling it, and he didn't know there was a deeper meaning to it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they progress quickly, but they're fine. But all of them make sense to me.
No, I'm saying I get it. Mm-hmm. Again, like, it sucks because, like, everything is always just going, for me, it's just going to get compared to Hunter x Hunter. Mm-hmm. Just because, man, because it does actually a little training arc for them to, like, develop their Nen. Mm-hmm. And, like, for them to, like you know, hone it and strengthen it. Versus here, we're just given, like, oh, okay, since they've been, like, doing this the whole life, now they can just expand on it.
Yeah.
Which is okay too. That's only like that's just very, very, very picking, but to the degree that it's not fair because again it's just anime. This yeah. is how like how else they can't spend like a whole entire like,
year, know, like, decades, yeah.
training, yeah. So that makes sense though. But all in all, what would you? Because I don't want to go into spoilers since it's the season finale and people are probably just trying to binge it now.
Mm-hmm.
What would you rate it from a scale from like 1 to 5, and also from a like must watch, or when you have free time, watch it, don't watch it, or never watch it?
I would say it's a, I would say watch it when you have free time,
right?
In the sense of like you start watching it, and if it. Don't go run and watch it now. Like, oh, my God, I heard great things about it. More of like watch it when you have free time. And if you like the first couple episodes, then binge it. Obviously, you're hooked. Yeah. I wouldn't have to tell you to binge it. You just make that decision on your own.
Yeah, but, you do it yourself. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I don't think it's like go watch it now. This thing was crazy. It's amazing. Mm. It's definitely great. But I don't know. There's nothing that I would send people to go watch it for this specifically, or it's dark. It reminds me, it doesn't do it to this degree, but what was the anime where they were basically, you thought they were the bad guys, but they killed them every episode. They used to wear,
Akami Got Kill?
Akami Got Kill. Like, where they would just kill characters. And this anime is just, like, the same thing. Like, so
fucking
many...
left and right.
Yeah, so many great designs go wasted. I don't know why it bothers me a lot sometimes in anime where basically, like, there's a great design character and the character dies. You're like, fuck, why would you waste that great design? And I always go back to the first assignment that we saw that was bullying... Sagiri, like basically saying she's a woman with the eye patch,
the typical trope.
Yeah. The eye patch dude. I was like, fuck, how did he die like off rib?
Bro, he got fucked.
He just got face palmed. He got face palmed, right?
Yeah, he got ate.
I don't think he got. Did he eat him?
I think the dude said he was hungry.
Yeah, but I don't know if he ate him. I know he face-palmed him into a tree. I know that. Yeah. But that was very interesting. And the person that you didn't think was going to be like a prominent character, Shion, like we should have known he's blind and he's on Simon. Obviously, he's going to be a badass. You don't get that far in your career without...
You don't fuck with the blind.
Yeah, you just Simon. Never... Yeah. I should have known.
Yeah.
And then where's the other character, the one with the headband, the Naruto headband? He got spoilers, he got done in. And
yeah, he got fucked up. Tenza.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people miss him.
He was pretty fire.
Huh?
I said he was pretty fire, man.
He was good. I liked him too. Who else? Yeah, let's talk about his death. How did you feel about that?
Ah, I felt like I got played.
Yeah.
Because, you know, typical anime, like they're like, oh, I was like, oh, shit, he's going to fight his way through and they're going to survive. And like I knew it was too good to be true because they were already talking about weddings and marriage and all that stuff. I was like, oh, no.
You're like, okay, yeah.
they're throwing him under the bus. I did like how the way he goes out. He goes out though.
He goes out like a boss, like a badass.
Yeah, he goes out swimming, swinging. Yeah, I just felt bad for his master and like that one lady. The one girl that he saved.
What one girl? The little girl?
Yeah, I felt bad. I was like, damn.
I felt bad. I felt bad for her, but she's very athletic too, which is another thing where it's like, it's interesting. Everybody, like you said, everybody has to be, I guess, I don't know. That's very interesting to be like being super athletic and fighting these demons that are, not demons, but whatever they are, like super duper fast. Like they're like supersonic and she's reacting to them. And I'm like, that's interesting.
Everybody gets power upgrade. You know how it is.
Yeah.
But okay. So from 1 to 5, what would you rate it?
The anime?
Yeah.
A solid four.
That's good. Yeah. A four is a good number.
On a scale of, on a 10, I would give it an 8.5.
8.5. Yeah. One thing I like about it, it's just, it goes past the stuff that we've been having lately in like the seasons of anime releases. Mm-hmm. And like, I really do appreciate somebody like doing something different from like everything else.
Okay. Yeah. I said, yeah, I agree.
For me, I would rate it, like, again, 4 is a very solid point. To watch, 8.5, that's very fair. And it's also the same thing with you. Pretty much we're in the same boat. Watch on your time. Whenever you have time, it's not something that you must watch. Mm-hmm. What you must watch, my recommendation for what you must watch, there's, like, two animes. One is Ghost Stories. And Clannad.
Oh my god, this dude in Clannad. Oh, did you hear?
No,
Mashal got ended.
Yeah.
Seems like it canceled the manga.
No,
I think it got canceled. Cause they just said, it's on its final arc, and then like two chapters later, they're like, yeah, this is the last chapter. Maybe it was not as popular as we thought.
Well, how did you know this? How?
No, it was announced. It was just one of those things. It was just one of those things. The manga ended, so I'm sure it'll get a season 2, but don't count on it coming out soon. But yeah, man, I know that would make you sad because I know you fuck with the manga very much.
I think it's still ongoing.
The manga?
Yeah.
I could have sworn the manga ended.
The manga is, let's see, I'm trying to find a more recent date. July 8th, 2023. Mashal Mango is in its final arc and is still ongoing.
Are you?
That's June 8th.
June 8th? Oh, that was June 8th. We're in July.
Comes to an end in.
Yeah, it ended.
What?
It ended. Because I just went to the last chapter and it says the end.
Yeah, it says it's end. Okay, yeah. Yes. Oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, nah. Okay, so at least they finished the manga.
I don't know if they finished it on I don't keep up with it, so I don't know if it finished on its own terms. Like the author wanted to finish it or the magazine was like, yo,
I think we find that out like later on, like after like.
No, but I'm saying like, if you're reading the manga, you could tell, like, for example, with Bleach, right? I was reading Bleach Weekly.
True.
You could tell they told Kubo, like, wrap this up because literally the way the story ends, it's like, yeah, it ended, but I feel like we sped it up a lot to get to that ending. Yeah. It seemed very rushed. Like, I don't want to spoil anything here, but there's characters that, like, never met throughout the whole, like, last final arc that should have met. There should have been some kind of interaction, even if it's not a clash or a fight. But just words amongst the two, like, yo, da 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 da. Why are you da da? Okay, that's okay, cool. Nothing like that happened, and we don't see them ever interact. And the whole story is about them. It was very interesting. And so hopefully it didn't get canceled, because at the end of the day, it's somebody's livelihood, it's somebody's passion, somebody that really, really loved what they did. And then if for it to be canceled, it's harsh and it's seen as a failure.
But I think the manga finished. I'm just reading stuff now. The manga officially finished, and not too sure about season two for Marshall. But speaking of, it did end. Season one just ended too as well.
What'd you think of that? I haven't watched it. I don't know anything about it.
Honestly, it's more like it's dumb. It's dumb and fun.
Yeah.
Like the only thing I did not like about the whole entire season one is that they had a fucking recap episode.
In the season one?
In season one, they had a recap
episode. What the fuck? I could just go back two episodes and watch
it. Bro, everybody was so pissed. Gosh. Like, why the fuck would you add a recap episode? I think it's like the most disliked episode as well.
Makes sense.
The shit one. Yeah, because you waited a whole entire weekend and you just get a recap. And you're just like, dude. When I'm that far, why are we getting recap?
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people were fucking annoyed by that shit.
That's fucking stupid.
It's the dumbest shit ever. Let's see if I can find it. I think it's this one. Yeah, it has. Okay, so. It's episode 6, so we're halfway through the season. Uh-huh. So it gave us a recap for whatever fucking reason.
Was
14,000 likes, 16,000 dislikes.
How many likes?
14,000.
14,000 and 16,000 dislikes?
Dislikes.
Was it a recap that kind of like, it was heavily a bunch of flashbacks? Or was it like a full-on?
All flashbacks.
Oh, why... How many episodes were in the season?
12.
Why didn't they just make it 11? They just had to have the full 12 episodes?
For a flashback. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, a flashback comes like 20 episodes. Like, 20, 25
usually
episodes.
Usually, like, the first episode of the first episode of the next season. If you want to give everybody a flashback of what's going on. Which I think High Call It is going to do that. JJK. After this little mini arc, the first episode is going to be a flashback episode, I think.
What if it's not? What if it is fucking throw us in there?
Yeah, which is fine to me.
I'm absolutely
I feel like in this new age, I don't see why do we have flashback. One Piece is fine. That's the only, not the only, but that's one of the few anime that I like that they have. Like if they have a flashback episode. Because you're talking about a thousand plus episodes. Like, it's hard to just go back and rewatch everything. And another thing they did is they did story of like these OVAs, story of East Blue, story of is it called story of? I think it is. That's what they're called. Story of East Blue, story of Skypiea, this. And it's basically a very condensed like hour and a half, 2 hour movie of just. Reanimated and everything of like that arc, so that way people can catch up real quickly if they want. Of course, you're missing a lot of stuff because they're condensing like, you know, maybe 40-60 episodes into 2 hours.
Yeah,
but you get the big gist of the story. That's fine with me because it's like asking somebody to start from episode one to now, it's a big undertaking. But like
that's a fucking 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, but I've watched 5 episodes. Like, hey, let's remind you what happened in the last 5 episodes you watched.
Bro, it's so crazy. Oh
Lord.
I was so annoyed. I'm like, yo, I was like, why? Like what the fuck? Why? But other than that, that's the only thing I know about that season. Other than that, it's just plain fun. Yeah. Dumb fun. So like if you just wanna watch something, like if you're downtime in a season. Which honestly, you shouldn't, because JJK is out.
Yeah, watch that instead.
Let's talk about that.
But I mean, it's done, so somebody could speed run it. if it's a fun anime. Have it in the background if you don't really have to pay attention to it.
Yeah, it's fun. But going to segue into JJK, man, are you excited? I'm so excited.
Yeah, of course. I've been telling you this since like season one was just ended. I started reading manga. I told you, yo, season two is gonna be crazy. It's gonna be insane. And
what are your fears? Let's talk about that.
The fears of it?
Let's talk about the fears of like this anime.
Actually, I don't have any fears.
I think they're gonna do fine.
I don't see how they ruin it.
Yeah, if they didn't do the same way they did the last season, I think it's okay. I think we'll be fine.
Even if they do a recap episode just like Marshall in the middle of the season, I still don't think it would ruin the season.
But JJK had a whole entire fucking season and a movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're gonna. That's okay. I heard they're gonna recap the movie too.
Oh, I mean,
that's kind of what I'm like. Fuck. I hope they don't.
I don't know, but that movie's pretty fire, dude. I'm not.
I don't. Lie. That's what we talked about last time. I don't like when they recap movies.
Yeah, I don't like it. I like if they just do it like a short recap, like as in like they tell you.
Yeah, well, actually, the narrator no, just. Never mind. I'd rather if the narrator said after da 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 there was a battle between da 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 da, and then keep it moving.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Did you watch the first episode?
I have not watched it yet.
You haven't? I haven't. Oh, are you waiting for the English sub?
No, the English dub? No, I'm not. I'm not waiting for it.
Oh, you know what? We'll talk about it on. Because I can't record on a weekend somewhere. We can talk about it on Monday when we record.
Yeah, I'll do that then. For sure.
Because then that'll give us space for the next episode, too.
I think the episode comes out on Thursdays, so. Yeah. Or Wednesdays, one of the two. Man, I'm excited for it. It's gonna be great. It really is.
I'm limiting expectations just because I've always been disappointed in my life.
I've always been disappointed, so I'm gonna be disappointed.
I'm excited. Like again, like Jujutsu Kaisen was actually the same thing with Demon Slayer. Like I did not know anything about it going into it. I didn't know it was like a hype, hype train behind it, or whatever. I kind of just stumbled on it, and I was like, "Let me watch this."
Yeah.
And so far, man, it have been fucking solid. Then there's another anime that's coming out.
Did Baki come out?
I'm not sure.
It's like Baki.
Baki is just fucking. Baki is just dumb fun.
Oh, Baki is great. I love Baki.
A violent anime.
It makes no sense, but I love it.
Like the fucking dude pissing on
him. He just pissed on him. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that shit's wild.
Yeah, Baki. Yeah, Baki's okay. It's not out yet, but it is coming out.
Baki's
season. When does season this one? Hanma Baki, Son of the Ogre, season 2. When does it release? July 26th. Oh no! They're gonna do episode release, like episodic. They're not gonna drop it all at once. When they do that. I don't know. It's a Netflix exclusive, as far as I remember. Like the first couple seasons were Netflix exclusive, so I don't know if they had any change of licensing deals. Another thing where Netflix fucked up JoJo's. Was it part 6? Yeah, they fucked that up.
They did?
Yeah, they fucked that up royally. Because what they did, they released batches. And then you lost all momentum. So they released the first 6 episodes, then the next 6, and then like the next 6 or some shit like that.
My
and it was months separated. JoJo Part 6 with Jolene. Yeah, Stone Ocean. Yeah, that's what they did. They did. They released it part by part, so all the hype died. Versus, you remember how Part 5 came out and everybody was talking about it, You could have escaped that theme. Like JoJo's is everywhere. JoJo. I feel like even people that wasn't even like JoJo fans knew that little melody.
Yes,
100%. Because it was everywhere. I think, yeah. Everybody was using it. Like, and then I feel like no, unless you were a JoJo fan, you didn't know anything about, like, you know, part six coming out, when it came out, who's in it, what's it about, or anything like that, just because the way they released it. Versus if you were releasing it on a week, if you're not going to release it all at once, release it, like, you know, episodically, weekly. That way it builds hype. Think about it, like, if they were doing that shit with Demon Slayer.
Dude, everything would be
dead. Yeah, it'd be dead if they did half of the season and then another half 6 months later.
Yeah. It's going to fucking die. Like, I'm absolutely on your side. That's so stupid. It's like the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah. Just pick one. Don't do both. Don't like pick either you release it all at once or release it every week. I'm okay with either one. So I prefer the all at once, but I know for marketing and stuff like that, cuz it's a business, weekly might be better.
Weekly's okay though, but man, don't fucking like
give me like six episodes.
Fucking stupid.
And just to give you an example, I watched the first couple episodes. I didn't even know the second batch of episodes came out, and I still haven't even watched the rest of the season. And I'm a pretty big JoJo fan. I love JoJo.
You are.
And I haven't even went back to watch it. So that should tell you.
That's fucking crazy. Oh shit. You know what surprised me? Guess what's coming out this season for anime?
What?
Hironi Kenshin.
Oh yeah.
You remember that anime?
I've back never watched it.
Oh dude, that used to be my fucking jam.
I know it's a very popular anime. I've said this a lot of times too. There's a lot of anime that's like, you know, classics that I have not.
I want watched. You know what I want to come like get reanimated and like, pretty much like the whole entire thing, like
Samurai.
Yeah, the rebooted. I guess rebooted, but like better animations and all that shit. I want Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho, yeah.
I would love for that to come out. That's like such a good anime.
It is. I mean, to be honest, I think that's what they should do to get people, because Hunter x Hunter is on a hiatus because of the author. I think he has back pain and he has health issues. And also, issues, and he has a lot of reasons why he's not, like, you know, doing a thing. And I think people have suggested, this is a tangent, people have suggested that he, like, you know, get an illustrator, because that's usually where his weak point is, and you do the writing, because there's been chapters where he released, and it's a manga. It's supposed to be art with some text bubbles, but he would have, like, full-on paragraphs in each page, just like notorious pages of him just having squibbly lines for the characters and just huge text bubbles. Like, yo, you love writing. Why don't you just let somebody draw the art and you storyboard it or whatever? But I think he has too much, like, pride. It's his baby at the end of the day. You can't blame him for not wanting. He wants to complete it on his own terms. But.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. What they can do, since he's also the author of Yu Yu Hakusho, is just reanimate that and let that air on a weekly basis, just to get people exposed to his work. And then when the next season of Hunter x Hunter come out, it'll have everybody excited, or line it up that way. I don't know. I don't know the logistics of that, because as much as, like, a lot of these things, like, we would want, because, oh my god, it would be great for the fan, da da da, but it's a business. It's money. Will it make them money if they do that? I don't know. So if they won't make them money, what's the point of them doing it? They're not running a charity. They're not just doing it just to make you happy. It's like, you know, how are we going to make money off this? So.
That's so true, man. It's, yeah, I think that's the smartest, but I.
What anime would, if I would, could get one anime remade in modern, I don't think there's any anime. That's the thing, I don't watch too many of the classics. I don't know what anime I would want to be remade. I really don't have one. Oh, Berserk.
Oh my god, they need to do it justice. That's a, not some fucking bullshit.
Just redo the whole Berserk from scratch. Out of respect for the author, he passed now. Like, show his show his manga some love, like the proper way. And with that being said, there's a lot of fear for the next JoJo parts too. Part 7. What's it called? It's called Steel Ball Run. Yeah. Part 7. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of horses and landscape, and they just thinking like, you know, they might do the Berserk treatment and have a bunch of CGI and make it look really bad. Whereas what's the author of JoJo, whatever, when he drew his art, it was fucking beautiful the way he drew the horses. It was perfect. So they just kind of like, there's fear of that maybe not translating very well and in the anime, because they're gonna definitely do CGI for all the horses. They're not drawing those shits. They're definitely not.
Hey, who knows? They need to get the fucking people from Demon Slayer on board and help them like do the modeling.
I'm not gonna lie, even some of the of the scenes, like the fish stuff from Demon Slayer last season, was not good.
Yeah, the fishes were kind
of, they were not good. Some of the things were not good.
Yeah, no, I agree with
you. Araki, his art is amazing in some of these panels. Like, he did a lot of realistic art for some of the like characters and panels. Like, they're like so fucking beautiful. I'm gonna send you some pictures of like what he drew. It's like, god damn, this dude was doing masterpieces. And the reason for that is because I think he was doing monthly releases for this manga. Mm. So he had the opportunity to take his time and draw, and maybe he just loved drawing. But like the art, the facial expression, where are you? I'm trying to send this shit to you. But like look at this. Like,
let's check it out. This guy just had a picture of his dick.
Yeah. Big, ain't it?
No, it's very small. Where is it?
It's I thought you were talking about the picture. I was like, it's not small.
That's so sick. We were so talented, dude. And I can't fucking draw for
shit. Yeah. Is what he was drawing in like his here's another one, another panel. It's just like, this is what he was drawing in his regular manga release.
Bro.
Like, he was talented. He honed his art when he went out. So hopefully they do it justice. Cause I think, honestly, I think that season is probably my favorite art. Like, he didn't draw the characters super weird. Like, all the other parts, he draw like the anatomy of the characters really weird. Part 3, they all had shoulder pads. I don't know what was that little shoulder thing all of them had.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't crazy about it. And then I guess he drew them okay for part 4. Josuke was most of those characters were pretty normal looking. That's when he started drawing normal characters. But Steel Ball Run, I think, is where he drew very... He took some liberties, of course, but for the most part, everything looked pretty good.
That's pretty sick.
That's
so sick, dude.
I'm ready for that.
I wish I could be that talented.
I wish so too, dude. Because some people, I'm like, how do you... Also, he's been doing it for damn near 40 years, I think. Like, you do something that long, you're going to be one of the best to do it. Like, he even has his shit at the Louvre, I think.
The Louvre?
Yeah.
What is that?
The art museum in, like, the high art in France. The Louvre? Like, I think, isn't that where the Mona Lisa is or something like that?
Emmanuel, I'm not rich, dude.
Come on, you know what the Louvre is.
The Louvre? I know what Louvre is. I know that.
Nah, man, the Louvre.
I think we're saying the same word.
No, the Louvre Museum. It has art piece. It's like a art gallery. Where is the? Let me check. I think the Mona Lisa's at the Louvre.
Where? I don't know. I don't even know where the Mona Lisa is.
Shut up.
I know what it is. I didn't know where it was. I thought it was in the U.S.
Yeah, it's in the Louvre. It's basically where it's very expensive art, big art pieces are. And I think he has his art. Yeah, in France. He has his art in the Louvre.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh, with the fucking pyramid. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got you.
Okay, yeah, there it is. He had his art at the Louvre, which is fucking.
Bro, we need gold there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still.
That's the only reason I'll go to France.
I don't know if it's still there. I don't know if it was a promotional time or if it's always there forever.
How amazing. That's such a good promotion. That is a. Dude, whoever his PR agent got his shit in there, that's such a great promotion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm just thinking about it and like thinking about JoJo's. That's so fucking good. Wow. Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, it has in the collection, but I don't think it's out in display anymore. But I don't know if there's other manga artists who got their shit, out there like that.
Mm.
But it's good, man.
That's fucking sick.
But what other animes are you excited coming out or you look forward to?
I'm not too sure. The only ones I'm looking forward to is, of course, JJK, and I just started that today. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's Hiromi Kenshin, man, because Hiromi Kenshin has a very solid place next to my heart.
Mm.
It's like one of the it's one of those animes that I first didn't know what an anime mm-hmm. was, and I watched it, along with Inuyasha mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and like Old School Gundam. And Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty fucking excited for it, man. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Is it a remake?
I think it's a remake, like a reboot.
Okay, I'll rewatch it.
Yeah.
I'll watch it because I never watched the original, so
I wanna see it. I wanna see if it's as cheesy or like if I was like such a cheese ball like growing up or whatever.
Even so, I mean, to be getting a remake, it must be popular enough. There must be a want for
that's
it.
That's true, yeah. Because the most common saying, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna be hearing this, like since like this is coming out, it's gonna be the Batosai.
What's that?
I don't know. Okay. I forgot.
Oh yeah.
I need to find the fucking sound clip. I'm gonna add a sound clip. That's just so funny.
Oh, there's another thing too. I forgot. He had a collaboration with Gucci. JoJo and Gucci.
Bro, that's so good.
Yeah, he had a collaboration with Gucci. That's fucking insane. Like, I think he designed clothes, or his characters were wearing Gucci clothes for their magazine or something like that.
That's so sick, dude.
Like, and to the point where, you know how Jotaro was modeled after Clint Eastwood? Mm. Clint Eastwood did his signature pose. Jotaro's signature pose, the pointing. Like, yeah. Even Clint Eastwood wasn't on it, which is fucking, that's how much like
Clint. Iconic.
Yeah. Clint Eastwood. Yeah, he did the little pose. Oh no, he actually met Hirohiko Araki. That's how you say it. Yeah. He did the little pose and everything. It's fucking insane.
Oh yeah, he did I'm seeing that now. It's like an artwork.
Mm-hmm. Like the iconic poses. That's pretty cool. But what I'm excited for, I don't know if it's even been announced for season two yet, but Chainsaw Man. I don't.
Oh, dude, Chainsaw Man is so good.
Yeah, I don't know how they're gonna do season two. And that's why I fucking hate anime and anime sometimes. It just takes so goddamn long. I'm not going to be 42 years old trying to finish Chainsaw Man. Like, I just...
Or One Piece.
Yeah, One Piece, they finally in the final saga. But it's like, it's not going to be... There's people that literally... there's people that wasn't born yet and are now graduating college from the time that One Piece was released to now. It's like, that's insane. People are literally graduating college from the time that One Piece was first aired to now. Actually, One Piece episode one release.
Peace. That's so crazy, man. EP one release
day. That's Four Kids original. Yeah. 1999. It's 2023.
Well, that's an adult.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's people that, people that could have been born in 99 and be graduating college right now if they went straight to school, whatever. Talking about that, perfect segue. Did you watch the trailer for the One Piece live action?
I did.
Oh, what do you think? What do you think?
I hate it.
I don't
it, dude.
Like it either.
I don't know why they're doing it.
One Piece is not one of those animes that you can adapt. It looks stupid and goofy in live action. It's not. I'd rather them do Naruto instead. Naruto's more akin to a live action than One Piece is. One Piece, the characters look silly. They're goofy. They're drawn. They're exaggerated.
I'm not going to lie. Zoro actually looks
similar. Zoro, you know that's the dude who plays Kenshin in like the live action?
Really? Yeah.
That's why he looks fire.
Oh, I hated it. I hate live action.
I hate it too, man.
Oh,
I don't
fuck the.
I don't know why they did it. I don't know why they did it. I said why? Why did it?
I'm like, damn, you really want fucking money, huh?
It's not even money. That's it's gonna bomb, and then they're gonna be mad. But it's like, it's not good. It's just not good. I know some people love it, but. Mad. I don't know if they're coping or they're lying.
Bro, they're serial killers.
They're like, it's so good. It's like, yo, I'm excited for it. I'm like, but why? Why are you excited for it? Doesn't look good at all, man. And I hate to say that just because I know everybody worked hard on it. These are, you know, everybody did their best and I appreciate that. Hopefully I watch it and it's different. But the clips I've seen, the gum gum pistol looked really bad. It doesn't look good. Watching human, our eyes could tell that's a human, and seeing somebody's arm stretch like that doesn't look good. But I like what they're doing with Buggy. I think they're changing it a little bit, and it's not going to be a one for one, of course, because it's an adaptation. They're going to have to make it realistic. Same reason why. Usopp doesn't have a long ass nose. You know, they just gotta make it realistic.
Ooh, what if they CGI his nose?
Let's hope not. No, let's just leave it the way it is. I think everybody except like, yeah, they're not gonna do a super faithful adaptation because I think it's like only 12 episodes and they already got all members in the story. That's not how it worked. And I think one thing I noticed as well is they must be changing a lot because the Marigo, which is their first ship, that was Usopp's ship in a way. But it looks like Luffy already has the ship in the, I don't know. It looks like he already had it before he met Usopp. Mm-hmm. And that seemed weird to me because they meet, I think the order that they meet the Straw Hats, if I'm not mistaken is, I think he meets Nami first.
When she had her glasses?
Did she have glasses? Maybe, but she was a cat burglar at that time. Luffy meets Nami first, I believe, and then he meets Zoro. Zoro joins his quote-unquote crew at the time. It was just the two of them. And then Usopp and Nami joined at the same time, basically. That's when they got the ship. But between those two, each one of those, there's two major fights. There's Captain Morgan. Not Captain Morgan. Is it? It's Captain Morgan. Yeah, it is Captain Morgan. Axe Hand Morgan. And then that's a major fight. That took forever. And that's when we met Zoro. And then the next part is we go to Usopp's village, and there's the Kuroko, forgot the name of those pirates, but he uses like finger swords. That's a big plot point. I'm like, how did they gonna get all of that in? And then Sanji. That's when they meet what's his name? Dang, he has the. He got his fleet decimated by Mihawk. He got his fleet decimated by Mihawk.
Oh, how badass was that?
Yeah. So hopefully we're going to see Mihawk in there. But
my guy put out a little fucking little butter knife.
Yeah, he pulls out a butter knife. He pulled a poker. He pulled up in the fucking casket. That should tell you enough. He pulled up on them in a casket. That's his ship. His ship is a casket. And then it seems like they're doing the iconic foot on the barrel before they try to go to the Grand Line. So it's like, damn, they're already at the Grand Line in 12 episodes. I don't know how they're going to. I'm going to watch it regardless. I'm just going to try not to cringe as much.
Okay, I guess if you're watching, I will
I have to submit watch
myself
it.
To that horror and watch it. Oh, we'll do a review.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to do a review on it. And
when does it come out?
I think next month. I think
August. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah, that's August. Good Lord. Is it Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix exclusive, baby.
Fuck my ass.
Netflix exclusive. I wonder if they're going to do a week to week or drop it all. Just drop it all, man. Just drop it all.
If they do episodic. But yeah, people are super excited
for this. Nobody's excited for the One Piece live action. And I think Oda said something not too long ago, and it made me like already know.
Did he approve of
it? Yeah, he was working closely on it, but he said something, I think, where he kind of... His way of saying it, because I feel like in Japanese culture, it's very rude to criticize or anything like that. But the way he worded it, he used very politically correct words in a way to say, you know, it's going to be different. you know, things, there are limitations and that kind of stuff.
It sucks because, man, the One Piece anime, I'm pretty sure. Oh, yeah, I sent you that shit. Man, they're dropping fucking fire for like animation. Like, their shit is fucking crazy.
You showed me the Zoro versus King fight.
Yeah, I know you had your reservations on it, but man, in terms of just like pure animation and like sound design and like all that shit, dude, they are dropping fucking fire.
They put a lot of money into this anime.
This is way better than honestly a lot of the fights in Demon Slayer.
Oh yeah,
like hands down, like. Oh my god, dude! I'm not as big as a fan of One Piece, but dude, just watching those scenes.
You need to get into One Piece. I know it's a lot, but it is
peak. Where should I start?
I tell everybody that if you're really just trying to get caught up as quickly as possible, you don't care about every little detail that ever happened. Watch the episodes of. Let me tell you.
Give me a list.
I'm gonna tell you.
Give me a list, and that's what I'm gonna do. No, write it. Write it.
I'm doing it. Episodes of least.
The last one I finished, the last, like, I stopped watching One Piece when I was, when towards the end of the introduction of Crocodile, the sand guy.
Oh, Crocodile? Oh, wow. Yeah, you got pretty far. So there is episodes of East Blue. There's going to be episode of Luffy, episode of Zoro, episode of Sanji, Usopp, Nami. And that's basically, and all of these are basically, I think, like hour long. Like I said, it's that's very, okay. It's very like close. It introduces you to the characters. And then
look, I'm give me a list and I'll come back. Like we'll keep the list in the Discord. Then like I'll watch it because now like I don't have anything to watch. Like Hell's Paradise done, Demon Slayer's done, Marshall's done. The only thing I have is Jujutsu Kaisen, and that's gonna be every Thursday. So it gives me something to watch. And I'm in an anime watching.
Okay. Movie. Yeah, watch the episodes of. Let me see if I could
send a list.
I'm gonna send you this link right now. Copy. But it is an amazing story. I personally don't watch the anime just because I read the manga. And the anime was very slow at times. It goes at a snail's pace sometimes. Because they do things. I remember I was even watching a video of somebody doing a recap of a single episode. There was a panel where Luffy just was fighting the... what's he called? The sumo wrestler. And he just palmed him. Literally that episode. There was like three minutes of animation on just that motion. It was like three panels in the manga. They did it from different views. They zoomed out, zoomed in. They did a bunch of shit just to prolong the episode. And it was literally a 2-3 panel fight. not the whole fight, but the thing they were animating. It was a 2-3 panel attack, and they're like, bro, why do they do this? But you know,
and then for this one, it's just watch these ones.
So there is, you watch all those episodes. Let's see, special episode, Boss Luffy, historical special, featurette, crossover, smart romance, Dawn recaps. Oh wait, they have emergency planning. What is this called?
This guy's lost.
Yeah, I'm like looking for, once I get off here, I'm gonna look for them better, and then I'll show you how to basically how to watch all of them, because there's a Skypiea one. I know that.
Oh no, actually I got to that one because I remember the guy, I forgot the dude's name that he fought.
Anel,
but it was electricity.
Anel.
Yeah, he was like the electric god guy. Because I remembered the ship going up the waterfall.
Okay. Episode of Sky Island. I think that is the last one. Oh, shoot. So you get up to Skypiea. Episode of Skypiea. So yeah. I'll send these to you and then you could watch them and then they'll be good.
Yeah.
It'll be really good. I'll find out where you could watch them too. Damn, they need to release a new one.
They have it on Crunchyroll.
Oh, they are?
If you can, yeah, they have the whole entire episodes on Crunchyroll.
Oh, damn, okay.
Yeah, Crunchyroll is solid for that shit. So you can just go through there and then instead of like moseying around, you can just tell me, hey man, watch episodes Hamper and Hair.
Oh,
then Hamper and Hair. Because I have no episodes to watch. And then I'm done with JJK today, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
So you can just give me a list of
I'll give you all the episodes to watch. And that's what I usually tell people, to just kind of do this instead of watching it from episode one. Because one, the animation was older back then, you know, the classic 90s animation versus the episodes of. I don't know, it's more up to date. It's like the new animation, it's the current animation, it's all that. So it's good. Let's see. Let's see, episode of Nami. Oh, it looks like Skypiea is the last one they did. Okay, I'll send you that. But with that, guys, I think we discussed all we wanted to discuss on the season finale. We did some tangents. But any closing thoughts on your end?
Watch JJK.
Okay.
That's really it, man. And then when you have time, watch Hell's Paradise.
All right.
But not before you watch Ghost Stories and Clannad.
Watch Ghost Stories.
Those are mandatory. But all right, guys, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for listening, and we will see you on the next one.
All right, peace.